This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, happy Friday at 2 o'clock. This is the time where we have in the past played X's and O's, and we've got Window World back in studio with us. And I am excited to welcome onto the show Kaylee and Jason, who both work for Window World. You guys, thanks for coming in here to play today.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good to have you. Jason is new. Kaylee has played before. And I want to give you guys an opportunity before we get to the games. We're going to breeze through this here to give you the opportunity to talk about your efforts to help people who are diagnosed with autism. You guys have an annual action for autism. And your auction does such a great job with this. You've done trivia nights and everything. Tell us about this year's endeavor, because it was a really great success.
So at the end of July, we had our 15th annual Window World Action for Autism Trivia Night, which we raised $450,000 to go towards the cause, which is great. And I believe in the last
$450,000?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and they actually got a new campus earlier this year, which we helped put together, put windows, helped them paint everything. So they're able to help a lot more kids and adults.
Window World has almost raised $2 million in their last five events to help this action for autism. That's such an amazing thing. There's a million causes out there to help, but this autism is definitely something that affects so many people so broadly. Everybody understands and knows and loves somebody who has been diagnosed with autism, and that type of help coming from Window World is really an amazing thing to see. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about before we get to the game here, I've mentioned this in my when I'm talking about Window World on the air. We know that right now money is tight for a lot of people, but you can't sometimes in some circumstances. Jason, you might be able to talk about this as a field supervisor over installations at Window World. But bad windows that are not thermally efficient, in some cases, you might not be able to afford not to replace your windows.
It's been night and day. Just even in my townhouse, I've had the four double hung replaced, and I can tell you it's almost immediate that the HVAC starts to thank you for it.
Yeah.
Pretty much night and day with the amount of heat that comes in, obviously, during the summer. And keeping that heat in during the wintertime when it's really cold outside.
So, Kaylee, in order to make sure that people can afford this, well, the Window World has a really great offer right now for people who might be interested in starting the discussion about replacing those windows. Tell us about that.
So we actually just rolled out a new special financing. It's up to 36 months, which before that it was 18, so gives people a little longer time to, you know, make those payments. And if you're interested, just give our office a call and we'd be happy to get a sales representative out.
Yeah, 100%. 314-993-1800 is the phone number, 314-993-1800. You can look them up online as well at windowworldstlewis.com. We are so grateful to have Window World as a partner and sponsor on this show, and we're excited to have you in here. X's and O's is one of our favorite things to do, so thank you both for being in here and talking about some of that stuff with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, are you ready to start, Ryan?
X's and O's.
I turn it over to you. It's all yours.
The game where everybody wins except for the losers. We are about to play. So here we are with Window World, Kaylee and Jason. Now, Jason has never played before. Kaylee has. And you guys had a mean game of rock, paper, scissors to determine that Kaylee is going to go first. So, Kaylee, you know how it's played. You got an X, or you got a tic-tac-toe board up behind you here, numbered 1 through 9. Every single one of those squares has a corresponding question. You can pick any square, but then I'll ask the question and one of the experts, Brad or Annie, will have to answer that question. You simply agree or disagree with their answer for the square. So, where do you want to start?
I'll take number 6, please.
Number 6.
Middle right.
And who is going to be your expert?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay. I haven't done this in a while, so hopefully I do not lead you astray.
Annie, we have a guest quote question.
This is a guest quote.
All right. This is a real quote from an Annie Fry Show guest this week. And you have to tell me who it is.
I should know the answer to this.
Here's the quote. We, three major networks after your ticket. We have three major networks after your ticket. They have absolutely no line. There's no line they won't cross when it comes to President Trump. So I think when they're throwing that kind of shade, I think you have to fight a little bit.
How come you didn't pull them actually saying it?
That's the way guest quote works.
Okay, say that again without the stutter in the middle there.
All right. We have three major networks after your ticket. They have absolutely no line. There's no line they won't cross when it comes to President Trump. So I think when they're throwing that kind of shade, I think you have to fight a little bit.
Tyrus. I was going Joe Concha. You got to fight a little bit. Tyrus. So I think it's Tyrus.
Okay, Kaylee, agree or disagree? Was that Tyrus this week?
I'm going to agree.
That is correct.
Yay!
That was Tyrus. He was talking about, of course, the VP debate. He was wanting a little more fight out of J.D. Vance.
Yes, he was.
All right, Jason, that means that it is your turn. One square taken.
Which
eight
number?
Eight open.
Let's go number five.
Number five, right down the center. Which expert are you going to pick?
Let's go with Brad.
All right, let's do this.
Brad, Tuesday was the vice presidential debate, marking the third general election debate of the 2024 cycle. Trump versus Biden, Trump versus Harris, Vance versus Walls. Name the network that hosted and moderated each.
So the all three of them?
Each one, yeah. All
and
three.
Do I have to connect them with it, or do I just give you the three
networks? Give me the three. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So the first one was CNN. The second one was ABC, and then the last one was CBS.
Agree or disagree, Jason?
Fully agree.
Fully agree.
Fully agree.
Correct.
I am Jason, and I endorse this message.
Yes.
All right. For the middle square, good job.
Okay.
It's tied.
It's tied after two. Kaylee, back to you.
I'm going to go with square number nine.
Number nine.
Bottom right.
Who's your expert?
I'll go with Brad.
All right.
Okay, Brad. Donald Trump sat down with Dave Ramsey to talk economics and defend tariffs, saying our country was at its richest, partly due to tariffs, in which decade?
Man.
We didn't cover
we
this.
We never played that audio.
Yes.
We did have the audio, though.
But I had the audio in the folder.
Good thing it's him.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be on the air, Ryan.
Let's see. Did he say... It was the late 1800s, so it was like 1890s. I know he was talking about McKinley. So 1890s.
I mean, you got to figure out which president it was, and then you can kind of trace it back.
Yeah, right? You go back that way. So I'm going to say the 1890s.
Okay, 1890s.
Lame.
I'm going to agree.
That is correct.
All right. That's a deep cut from the deep cut we didn't play.
It was.
It's a deep cut from the cutting room floor.
Yes, it was.
Oh, this will make a great question.
Good job, Kaylee.
Yeah, good job, both of you. Jason, back to you.
Number three.
Yeah, looks like you got to go for the block there at number three. Who's your expert?
Let's go, Annie.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hopefully it's something we covered on the show this week.
Annie, three conservative-leaning movies are currently in theaters nationwide.
Okay.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Am I Racist? And Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Vindicating Trump. Of the three, which has the highest 2024 box office total?
It's not Vindicating Trump. I went to see Am I Racist, and it was in the top three films. Reagan has been out longer and probably had a wider release. But I'm going to go Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, not I Am Racist.
You're going to go Am I Racist by Matt Walsh as the highest box office total
know?
So far.
It's
a tough question.
He's not endorsing this message. He's questioning this message.
Let's agree.
You're going to agree. Kaylee gets the square.
No, no!
Kaylee gets the square.
It's got to be Reagan.
It is Reagan.
I'm sorry, Jason.
That's a tough question. It's $27 million Reagan has made to Matt Walsh's Am I Racist at $11 million so far.
That's not even close.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Hey.
I'll try to throw Kaylee under the bus here shortly. Just wait.
That's the way it's played.
Well, that's a tic-tac-toe.
That's the first tic-tac-toe of the game. Now where are you going to go, Kaylee?
I'm going to go back to Brad.
Okay.
Back to Brad for square number...
two.
Number two. Okay, Brad. The Cardinals' season ended in a whimper with no October baseball to look forward to. Tell me, what place did the Cardinals finish in the NL Central?
Oh, geez. I, like, stopped watching them. And
also things that we did not cover on this show.
Third. Third in the NL Central.
You don't sound too confident.
I'm not confident.
So I'm going to go with disagree.
You're going to disagree. That is correct. They finished tied for second.
Second?
For
really? Second. I didn't know that.
Yeah, tied with the Cubs.
The Cubs.
That is correct. Tied
who
with
had the
Cubs.
Tiebreaker?
The most wins on the season, and the Cardinals had beat the Cubs more.
So we get second?
If it matters.
Yay!
Yeah, did it matter?
Hooray!
Jason, it's just not fun. Let's get this going. Let's get this going. All right, where do you want to go?
Let's go number one.
Number one. Okay.
For the block.
Who is your expert?
We're going back to Brad.
I felt that right okay. here, Jason. Right in my heart.
Okay, Brad.
Also,
okay.
Probably good move.
Brad, this and Jason, this is one of our audio whoopies.
Whoopie.
All right. The actor who plays Shazam and Chuck and Kurt Warner made a political endorsement this week.
We live in a country that has been hijacked by a lot of people who want to take this place way off the cliff. And we're here to stop that, right? We're here to make sure that we are going to take back this country. We are going to make it great again. We are going to make it healthy again. And so I stand with and I stand with and I stand with everyone else who is standing with President Trump.
That is Zachary Levi. Who does he stand with? The two names that are beeped out there.
I'm so glad it's those two names and not his, because I couldn't remember his last name.
I knew all three of them.
So it's
completely useless right now.
I don't know the order, but it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Here's the answer.
Good move.
And so I stand with Bobby, and I stand with Tulsi, and I stand with everyone else who is standing with President Trump.
It was Bobby
because
Bonilla.
I do believe that of the two choices that we have, and we only have two, Donald Trump, President Trump, is the man that can get us there.
Flynn
there
Rider for Trump.
I couldn't remember
Still
that one.
Still pretty happy about that.
Flynn Rider, that's what it was, from Tangled.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylee.
Let's go number eight.
Number eight. Just going to try to sweep across the board here. Okay. Number eight, and who is answering for you?
I will go with Annie.
That's probably a bad decision.
Annie, I'm glad we didn't leave you out of the audio whoopee.
Thank you.
Whoopee!
Annie, one thing we've learned over the years is that Puff Daddy likes to collaborate with lots of people as often as he can.
My.
Here's...
I'm... disappointed in you.
That's tough to do because the bar is pretty low.
Well,
here's one song he did from our high school days.
Okay.
My name is Puff Daddy. We like to dedicate this next song to the class of 98.
Class of 98?
Oh, that's when I graduated eighth grade.
Okay. So, not quite high school then.
I was class 8, 98, just grade school.
The song, I'm going to tell you ahead of time, is all about the Benjamins. Mm-hmm. This, though, is the rock remix. I remember liking this song. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to ask you a question about it. Okay. Here's the deal. This was a huge song in 1998.
Yeah, this is exactly what my parents wanted me to be listening to when I was in eighth grade. Go on.
Name anyone on this collaboration with Puff Daddy. There are seven people
play
who collaborated.
Play the whole song.
Oh, I can't, but I can play the clip again if
play
you want.
Play the clip again.
Okay, here you go.
Mace, Biggie, Eve.
You gonna pick one?
Is that Diddy? I guess you're not gonna tell me.
That's Puff Daddy. Not Diddy.
Tupac.
Tupac.
I'm going to go with disagree.
That's a good one.
That is correct. Tupac was not on
Biggie,
that song.
Mace,
Notorious B.I.G.
was?
Eve was not. Lil' Kim?
Oh, that's who that was.
Was. The Lox, whoever that is, I think that's part of the rock. Tommy Stinson, Fuzzbubble, Rob Zombie, and Dave Grohl.
I've only ever heard of
Rob Zombie.
Two and a half of those people.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, Jason?
Let's go with seven.
Number seven. Who's your expert?
That'll be Brad.
Okay.
I am dead to him.
Brad, you guys are saving the...
This is my fifth one.
Okay, so this is your last one.
I get it! Good grief!
Right, but that I'm out after this. Everything's
there's
in.
Only one square left.
Oh, there's only... No, there's two.
After this?
Oh, okay.
After this, yeah. But this is Brad's maxed out because he's done a great job.
Yeah. It's not really even that.
I mean, I didn't want
to say anything. No, you couldn't help yourself.
You're right.
He's like got his hands up. He's like, it's five. I've gone five times.
It's like the first time that we've done this.
Gosh, I already maxed out?
Yeah.
Jeez, not even at the end of the game.
I'm just so popular. I didn't even know. I needed to make sure everyone knew because, you know, five.
Okay.
Kaylee's going to go, can I pick Brad?
Brad and Jason, you have stumbled into AI.
Hi.
So this is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence. It won't sound like the person saying it, but you got to tell me who said this.
I will say more than anything. Many times I will talk a lot. I will get caught up in the rhetoric. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China.
Who said that?
Oh, he didn't say the line. That's Tim Walz. I think he calls himself a knucklehead later on in that.
He started it saying that he was a knucklehead. Not this clip.
Yeah, well, Tim Walz. Sure.
Agreed.
Jason agrees. Here's the real clip.
I will say more than anything. Many times I will talk a lot. I will get caught up in the rhetoric. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China.
All right. Jason has salvaged the corner squares there. And it is now Kaylee's turn. Actually, there is quite a bit on the line here, isn't there?
Nah.
Because if you don't get it, that would be a tie, although I think you'd still get the tiebreaker. But you could really dominate if you do get the question. So.
Kaylee, I'll try to do right by you.
Thank you.
Number four.
If I don't know the answer, I'll ask Brad.
It's a smart move. All right, you also have stumbled into AI.
AI.
All right, this is a real clip from the week, run through AI. Tell me who said this.
I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt so that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like to not be able to afford the things you need to afford.
J.D. Vance. Brad?
Sounds pretty confident. I'm going to go with agree.
You're going to agree. Here's who said it.
I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt so that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like,
Jason,
to not be able to afford the things that you need to afford.
Come back again. Let's do it again.
That's been fun.
All right. We got one tic-tac-toe by Kaylee, and it was 5-3 in the square. So congratulations to Kaylee. You are six square, 6-9.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Yes.
A winner.
You're a winner. care of Nancy Pelosi. So congratulations to you. Remind people to consider Window World if you're looking for replacement windows for your home. The very best windows, the windows that are simply the best for less. You can enjoy them at 36 months, same as cash financing, which is a great opportunity. Just give them a call at 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800. And a reminder, if you mention the Annie Fry Show when you call to have that conversation, you'll be entered to win tickets to a St. Louis Blues game. So don't forget to drop the Annie name in there for an opportunity to win those tickets. Jason, Kaylee, a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for being with
us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Go Blues.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go Blues. That's blue season for sure. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.